Welcome everybody to the meditation class. Today I was planning to talk just a little bit about having an understanding of what we want to get out of the meditation, to actually have an understanding of what the meditation should be all about, to focus on what we want to get out of the meditation and then take the right action based on what we desire to get out of the meditation practice. And I think one of the problems is that for most people in an ordinary life, if you have a family, you have a job, you have a lot of things to do, is that there's always limited how much time you have for meditation. And there's also limited how deep you can expect to go in meditation when you have limited time. So it's important to use the time you have in a wise way, so as not to waste that time on having too high expectations, on having being not skillful in the way you actually use your time. And then when you go on meditation retreat and you have more time for meditation practice, then you can try maybe to go deeper in the meditation and use the foundation that you have built up in daily life to go deeper in the meditation practice. So in daily life, because it is much more difficult, particularly if you have a busy life, which many people have, you have to ask yourself, well, what exactly are you going to use your meditation practice for? What should be the main criteria that you should guide you in a meditation practice? And I say one important thing is obviously that you should get some sense of happiness, some sense of tranquility, peace in your meditation practice, so you feel better about yourself, so you have a pleasant time doing meditation. That's obviously one of them. But the other thing is that you can use meditation in daily life as a support for your practice of kindness and goodness and morality. So that meditation and morality, kindness, in a sense, go together in daily life. And this, I think this is important because it's often very difficult if one is busy, if many things happen in one's ordinary life. It's easy sometimes to become maybe a bit confused, to become a bit upset at things which happen around you, and lose a sense of balance in your mind, so that you actually end up doing things which you don't want to do. I mean, we all want to be kind, we all want to be nice, and yet sometimes it happens that we lose the cool that we normally have, and we do things which we don't really want to do. So for that reason, meditation can become a very strong support in actually supporting virtue and morality in life. And the beautiful thing is that if your meditation supports your virtue practice, then that extra virtue which you achieve by using meditation, that then feeds back again into your meditation afterwards. Your meditation gets better because your virtue improves. And you get this beautiful wholesome cycle whereby meditation and virtues, practice, goodness, go around each other, always supporting each other. So you get a powerful effect there. And it's something which you can, if used correctly, can help you elevate yourself up gradually, step by step, in a comparatively speedy way compared to what otherwise might be the case. And then, when you eventually go on meditation retreat somewhere, and you have more time for meditation practice, you get some good guidance, you will actually see the results of that practice you did in daily life. So how can we then use meditation in such a way as to support morality in a good way? Of course, as I said before, meditation should be something that... looking for the beginner's class? No. Okay. So meditation should be something that is happiness in its own right, but also should support us. And the way to do this, of course, is there's two strategies and two things which I think are the most potent ways of supporting one's morality. And the first one is, of course, just settling the mind, allowing the mind to become peaceful and settled, so that when you go out into the world afterwards, you have a sense of peace about, a sense of tranquility, which makes it much more difficult to upset you, much more difficult to get you out of balance, so that you don't follow those rules of goodness and kindness that you desire to follow. So use the peaceful meditation, use the meditation of just sitting down, settling your thoughts, allowing the mind to become peaceful. Use that one in this way as a support for your other spiritual practice. And the way to use this meditation, this is a standard meditation practice, and it's the very basic kind of meditation, but I think it's always important to keep it in mind, is that the most basic function of meditation is just to sit back and allow the mind to be here, and just relax, and just watch what is going on. It's always one of the most typically difficult things in meditation is actually the ability to just sit back and watch and not get involved, not trying to always run the meditation like we always run everything else in our lives. But by being able to just sit back and watch, that is really the fastest path to peace in a life which is busy. Because often that is, you can go a long way just doing that, by getting a peaceful mind. So this is basically the most important fact, I think, in a busy life. And then if the mind starts to settle down, when you come out afterwards, even if the meditation wasn't that good, you weren't that peaceful, you will tend to feel much better afterwards, because you have allowed things to be. You have just sat back and watched what was going on. And the other way of meditation in daily life is just doing loving kindness meditation again, because loving kindness meditation and compassion for other people is always something which undermines the defilements of the mind, undermines the problems with anger, undermines the problem with ill will or whatever they may be. So when you come out of this sort of meditation again, you if you do it correctly, you will again have a big advantage in starting off, and how you deal with people around you, how you deal with all kinds of difficult situations around you. And because time is often short for most people, then even if you do, like, if you can do half an hour meditation, it's great. If you can't do half an hour, if you can do 20 minutes of meditation, or even 15 minutes, even that much can often be enough to give you a sense of peace, a sense of happiness or tranquility, which then gives you the ability to deal better with the ordinary things that come up in life. So don't have any, as I said at the beginning, don't have any expectations of yourself which are too high. Of course, all people are at individual stages in their practice, so if your practice is much better, then you can do other things. But I think a lot of people, daily life is quite taxing. And there's always going to be strict limitations on how much time most people have. So use your time wisely. Reflect what you're actually trying to achieve with a meditation practice. And use the time in a skillful way so as to maximize the benefit of meditation. And don't waste time by aiming too high in ordinary life. So that is really all I want to say. It's just some general advice really on meditation practice. And maybe we can sit a little bit, and if anybody wants to say anything, we can say something afterwards. Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments or anything you want to say? Anybody? Yeah. No? Okay, we'll just pay our homage to Triple Gem then.